This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2318. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 23rd, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, Europe, France, Germany, Guam, Malaysia, Myanmar, North America, Romania, Russia, Slovakia, Sudan South, Tibet, Turkey, USA, Uzbekistan, Vanuatu, DXing Monarchs, Shortwave Live, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Brazil non. Migration of more and more AM stations to FM in that country has opened up some frequencies for medium wave DX. In fact, transatlantic, as reported by Rudolfi Grimm in Sao Paulo State. On 1152 kHz, he heard Radio Romania Actualitatsi, October 15th at 0355 to 0402, a very weak signal. But it was in the clear because the 1150 station in Sao Paulo had just migrated to FM, opening up that frequency. And another example, on 1179 kHz, Rudolfi Grimm has a tentative long of Radio Iran, October 15th at 0326 to 0350. A significant carrier and a bit of audio. No interference since 1180 in Sao Paulo has already left the band, and this Iranian DX was already reported by his colleague Denis Zokbi. And then there are also shortwave pirates in Brazil. Rudolfi Grimm reports on 11840, Radio Onda Sul, a Brazilian pirate, October 19th at 1820 to 1827. ID is Super Radio Onda Sul in Paraná. On 6200, there's a pirate called Radio Ancora, reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain, October 19th at 0451 to 0644. With pop songs in English and Portuguese and ID. Also reported by JRX in Brazil, October 20th at 0214 to 225. He says it's based in Bahia, an unofficial station with a musical program and IDs. Manuel Mendes reports it again on October 22nd at 0509 to 648 with the English and Brazilian songs. And via remote in Brazil, Zaharias Langas Greece reports on 6135, Radio Scala, at 0757. Via Doug Brown and Mike Cooper, a recent column in the Toronto Star made some compelling arguments for restoration of Radio Canada International to shortwave. But Doug says, of course, this case will fall on deaf ears at CBC. Anyhow, see the story of October 18th. Lion, the world needs more of Canada's voice. $150 megadollars would reboot RCI. It's by contributing columnist Justin Ling. Starting off with the growth of influence by other countries into Africa, such as Russia's mysterious new media organization, African Initiative, based in Moscow. He says if Prime Minister Carney is looking for a good use for the $150 megadollars in new funding he promised to CBC Radio Canada during April's election, I have an humble suggestion, revive RCI. It would serve both a national and international purpose. We shouldn't be too polite about this endeavor. RCI's broadcasts were factual and journalistic. They promoted Canada's positive image, facilitated Canadian diplomacy, and created a halo effect for Canadian companies looking to set up shop abroad. No one else can tell our story better than us, says Wojciech Gwiazda, of the RCI Action Committee. Of course, RCI's own shortwave facilities at Sackville, New Brunswick, were destroyed, and he reads, says they would need a whole new transmission facility. I say, while that would be preferable, there are still strategically placed shortwave sites elsewhere in the world, underused, and would certainly welcome the business. From NorthPine.com, the Canadian Radio, TV, and Telecoms Commission approved sale of a Winnipeg AM station, but not a Calgary, that was to have been included in the same transaction. Akash Broadcasting proposed to purchase CFRW Winnipeg and CKMX Calgary, along with CKMX's shortwave relay CFVP 6030. CRTC approved the sale of CFRW but denied the sale of CKMX and CFVP, which remains inactive on shortwave. Normally, I file not fully identified pirates under North America in case they're not really in the USA, but here's one which at least has a lot of Canadian content and might be up there. It's Elbows Up Radio on 6935 USB, heard October 19th from 0210 UT, with definitely all Canadian stuff and a really good clean signal, says Tony Pavick in Hope, BC, and he had nothing to do with that broadcast. Was pro-Canada and anti-Trump for your dining and dancing pleasure. Also heard by Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State at 0224, with a fairly strong signal, good audio. Last week, we reported that Rádio Inconfidência of Brazil had reactivated on 6010. However, I heard a signal which was on frequency, closer to 6010, while Inconfidência was always considerably offset plus. This was October 20th at 0546. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia explains, La Voz de tu Conciencia has also been reactivated in Colombia, with about 3.8 to 4 kilowatts testing at first, adjusting its signal. He also reported this in Cadena de X via Ron Howard, saying the tentative schedule, once it's fully operational, is between 22 and 10 UT overnight. Besides the language difference, Portuguese versus Spanish, note the frequency difference. Wolfgang Buschel said Inconfidencia was measured 66 hertz above 6010 at 0130, while the other signal was 17 hertz below 6010. And what about the sibling station to Conciencia on 5910 in Colombia, Al Caravan Radio? That is also now reported reactivated. Manuel Menes in Spain heard it October 22nd at 0440 with Colombian and religious songs. And Ron Howard was also hearing it via Bonaire remote at 0602 UT October 22nd.
Vivamos a la justicia, por cuya herida habéis sido sanado.
Usted está en sintonía del sistema radial Al Caravan Radio, 1530 AM.
Yes, that ID was for their AM frequency of 1530. Radio Havana, Cuba, good idea to check all their known frequencies at any particular time, because you can never be sure which ones they'll be using or not. For example, 11760 was still on the air October 19th at 0532 in English, parallel to 6000. Sometimes they're on 9710, but not this time. Even had fair to good modulation. The English hour at 19 UT is supposed to be on 15140, and sometimes it is, along with a squeal which seems to infest this frequency only. Not there, however, on October 23rd, but on October 20th, that 19 UT broadcast was heard on 11760. I haven't been filing Radio Free Europe under E, but why not? This from Richard Langley. A limited edition 10-inch orange vinyl pressing of the RFE 2025 Benefit EP is available in indie record stores starting October 17th. Celebrates the 75th anniversary of the OG Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty, established by the U.S. 75 years ago. Official music video for REM's never-before-released RFE 2025 remix by Jackknife Lee is part of a 5-track EP, proceeds from the vinyl pressing, to benefit RFERL on its 75th anniversary and World Press Freedom Day, says Richard Langley, quoting something in YouTube. In the British Jazz Club, Christian Gibaudot in Nice, France, reminds us that the mini transat La Boulangère yacht race is resuming on October 25th, the second leg from the Canary Islands across the Atlantic to Guadeloupe. So weather reports in French and English should be resuming daily at 15 UT, but on a different frequency than before, from Issoudun, France, 21660. Via Konstantin Barsinkov in Rusty X, Jake FM via Channel 292 Germany resumes broadcasting on the fourth Sunday in October. That's the 26th, at 13 UT on 6070. Repeat the following Saturday at 09 on 6070. Music, figure 4, Joy is a rather strange hour, via Now in Germany. I heard it Tuesday, October 21st, from 20 UT on DRM 11615, plus and minus. I listened via remote in Tangier. It was very repetitive music with a heavy beat, and never any announcements, as others also note, but they call it in their caption, Electronic Music Entertainment Station. I did not find it very joyful myself, but anyhow, the B-25 schedule is as follows. Each of these is 1 hour, and they're on Tuesdays and Thursdays only via Germany. At 13 on 13650, at 18 13730, at 18:30 7225, and at 20 UT 9810, each to a different target area toward the east or southeast or south. It seems no one knows exactly who is behind this or why. Deutsche Wetterdienst had been running two frequencies on the 49-meter band, 5905 and 6180. However, Sebastian Schlitter says he's found that 5905 has been off the air. Mauno Ritolo asked them, and they hope to get 5905 back by year-end at the earliest. Christian Guibaudot in BDXC says, after nearly 50 years of serving the gospel in the Asia-Pacific region, Transworld Radio will close its station KTWR on the island of Guam, effective Saturday, October 25th. The final broadcast will be in AM at 15 UT on 9900 in Korean, and in DRM at 16 UT on 15390 in Tamil. If you want to send a reception report for a final QSL, it's asiafeedback@twr.org. I'll be interested whether the remaining TWR broadcasts continue to call themselves KTWR from other sites. Ron Howard, a close observer of Malaysian shortwave, opines as follows. Many years ago, Sarawak FM 9835 was normally decently heard at Asilomar State Beach, California, whereas YFM 11665 was usually fairly poor. Then Sarawak FM went silent in 2022, never to be heard again, and YFM suddenly was being heard with a better signal. It seemed logical to me that the old 11665 transmitter was permanently retired and replaced with a better-functioning 9835 transmitter. Just conjecture on my part, I've never seen this idea official or unofficially put forth, but I believe Sarawak FM will only return to shortwave via a new transmitter, which RTM is very unlikely to do, even though they sometimes do work to improve shortwave operations. Anyhow, let's keep checking 9835, especially now that 11665 is temporarily off the air with technical difficulties. And here's something you might not expect out of Myanmar Radio on 5985. Ron Howard was listening to the Friday night live show October 17th from 1435 via remote in Thailand, a collaborative performance of Russian and Belarusian artists with modern songs, traditional songs, and songs composed about Myanmar. Very entertaining until 1631, closing with the national anthem, titled in translation, Till the End of the World. By the way, Ron often includes some audio clips from his many remote and direct recordings, accessible to members of the World of Radio IO group. More reports of Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH, somewhere in Western North America, at unexpected times and or frequencies, besides 15410 we had last week. This week reported on 15400 October 20th at 1543, thanks to a tip from Rick Barton in Arizona, who had been hearing him from 1505. Tony Pavick in B.C. was also listening, but several hours later, Paul Walker in Alaska says he was still on 15400 at 0224, October 21st. Rick Barton heard him cutting on 7475 at 0430. And yet another YHWH frequency Rick Barton caught, 11915, October 22nd at 1705, fading down by 1722, but Ron Howard was also hearing him via remote at 1735. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2318, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. financial support appreciated via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com, or by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. This is the complete B-25 English schedule for Radio Romania International, showing only one frequency for each hour, transmitter site, or target area, but we know if they have a problem, they may go to an alternative frequency. But here is what they expect to be using. If starting on the hour, it's almost a full hour. If on the half hour, almost a half hour long. At 017325 to North America East. At 047220 to North America West. At 639620 to Western Europe. At 1215460 to Western Europe. And 21470 to Africa. At 2130-7375 Western Europe. And 7250 to North America East. At 23-7220 to Western Europe. And 9620 to Japan. Those are all AM, and then there are three DRM broadcasts for India at 04 on 15250, 0630 on 21470, and for Western Europe at 18 on 9570. And remember that their annual Listener's Day is Sunday, November 2nd. Listeners have been invited to provide their opinions on cybersecurity and artificial intelligence. Even in Rusty X, there's an article about Doomsday Radio, The Buzzer, on 4625. What is the purpose of this mysterious ghost station, one of the strangest, shrouded in mystery and legend, playing a key role in the nuclear deterrent system? Since 2020, the station has seemingly come to life. Previously, there might have been no messages for months. Now voice messages almost daily, and following the same pattern, first four letters, followed by numbers, and then a strange word between them. Radio Slovakia International is in danger, one of the last international shortwave broadcasting stations. This is from Jeff White, and he'll have much more about it on this week's edition of WaveScan from November 2nd. And then shortwave from its own transmitters in 2011, but continued via WRMI and shortwave service in Germany. RSI asks for your support. A testament to the value of our broadcasts and our work. The existence of Radio Slovakia International is threatened. It appears that it could be shut down as soon as December 31st of this year. Then there's an open letter from RSI employees to Slovak radio management. RSI is urging listeners around the world to send letters of support to the management in an effort to stop plans to dismantle the station and encourage management to continue broadcasts. Asking for letters of support to three email addresses. I'll just quote one of them as I'm going to have to spell it out. gr@stvr.sk. See the WRMI schedule grids for a number of different times. RSI appears not only in English but some other languages. One time is 0130 UT on 17790 and 5800, but subject to change. Alex Miatnikov says it's also broadcast via WRN via the UAE site, 250 kilowatts. It's 5990 at 1930 to 20 UT, starting October 26th. Sudan, South, Nan. Radio Dabanga, according to Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in BCDX. Due to the end of USAID, Radio Dabanga lost a major donor this spring, had to reduce its broadcast time to one sesquihour. But it's by no means the case that only the USA is rethinking its donation. According to current estimates, it will also no longer receive funding from the Netherlands and will cease operations in January. The station has launched a charm offensive in August. Numerous Dutch media outlets reported on the important work of this information provider. Editor-in-Chief Kamal El-Sadig said, Radio Dabanga is the only independent news source for millions of Sudanese. But for how long? Funding is drying up. It's becoming increasingly difficult to connect with people in this famine and war-stricken country. The war in Sudan is a forgotten conflict to which Western media and politicians pay relatively little attention, partly because the West has virtually no direct interest in Sudan. It does not supply weapons to warring parties, and does not maintain close economic ties with the country. JRX in Brazil reported a transmission from Radio Dabanga on 11640, Wednesday, October 1st at 0430, via Madagascar, in Darfur Arabic. Tibet Non, Ralph W. Perry in Illinois, reports Galewan Tibetan Radio via the UAE site on 15215, an excellent signal, at 1225 until closing at 1230 with the FEBC chimes. This is traditionally only on Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays at 1200. And another Tibetan on, the Voice of Tibet via Tashkent, Ralph Perry reports, at 13 UT, orchestral music and so forth, starting on 9864. This one keeps changing frequency during the broadcast to trying to avoid jamming, which started at 1302. He says the jump pattern last March was from 9864 to 9874 to 9883. This time, the first jump at 1304 went to 9892.96, but the Hanoi jammer found them too at 1306. According to HFCC, here's the Voice of Turkey English schedule for B25, all broadcasts 1 UT hour later and on different frequencies. At 1330 on 13635, 1730, 9660, 1930, 6050, 2130, 9610. To North America at 23 on 5960, and at 04 on 6125, also to Western Europe, and another broadcast at 04 on 7285. Andy at Shortwave Radio Germany updates us on World of Radio scheduling for B25 on 3975 and or 6160. Friday at 2330 on 3. Saturday at 1530 on 3 and 6. At 1830 on 3. Sunday at 1930 on 3. That changes to 2230 from November 16th. Monday at 930 on 6. Monday at 2030 on 3 and 6. Tuesday at 2330 on 3. Wednesday at 2030 on 3 and 6. And Thursday at 1730 on 3 and 6. DWW was back on the air 5085. UT Saturday, October 18th, so World of Radio aired at 0300. Of course, that'll be 1 hour later, 0400, from November 8th. World of Radio on WRMI. The new broadcast Saturday at 1530 has been confirmed on 9955. And an additional frequency, UT Monday at midnight 30, not only 7780, but 9455. However, the broadcast Saturday at 2230 on 15770 did not appear, but we're not sure if it's been canceled. And we were back on the air, UT Tuesday at 0330 on 7780. As of October 23rd, I'm still hearing a strong signal from KAAY, Little Rock, Arkansas, on 1090 kHz with gospel music. However, if you need Arkansas as one of the 50 states you're trying to hear, be aware that this fairly high-power nighttime omnidirectional signal is about to be reduced to only 3.4 kilowatts and a directional pattern approximately north-south. By the way, KFSW 1650 does not count as Arkansas, although it's licensed to Fort Smith, because it really transmits from Oklahoma. As of October 23rd, any time after sunset, I'm still hearing that heterodyne on 1431 kHz. That's one station, 1 kHz off-frequency, which we've previously identified as WYKG, Covington, Georgia, although it's very low-powered. Licensed for only 212 watts at night. We are sad to note the passing of Susan Stamberg, a pioneering broadcaster at NPR. She died October 16th. The first woman to anchor a national nightly news program in the U.S., as reported in the Washington Post by Harrison Smith, a founding mother of NPR. She was 87. She was host of All Things Considered from 1972 to 1986. Mike Terry forwards another obituary for her, which appeared in the UK's Independent on 17 October. After ATC, she hosted Weekend Edition Sunday, and started the Sunday puzzle feature with Will Shorts. Alex Miatnikov in Ukraine says, There's a new language on shortwave toward Europe, with shortwave broadcasts constantly declining in the past two sesquidecades. It's quite rare to see a new language. Now it is Udmurt, U-D-M-U-R-T, a Pimeric language of the Uralic family with some Turkic influence. From 26 October, Bible Voice Broadcasting will have a 30-minute program in Udmurt on Sundays at 18:30 UT on 7520 via Tashkent, Uzbekistan. Udmurt was on shortwave until 2011 when FEBC closed KFBS Saipan, which broadcasts to ex-USSR countries in many languages. This is according to WRTH on Facebook. Via BCDX, we have the B-25 registrations in HFCC for Radio Vanuatu. Now, these should be viewed as only approximate. They can be on only one frequency at a time, and there are some overlaps, so these are the possible times. At 01-07 on 7260 or 9960. At 7-10, 3945. At 10-19, 2485. 19-24, 3945. And 20-23, 5040. Monarchs are migrating, including right through World of Radio headquarters in Oklahoma. A very few of them have been equipped with radio transmitters for scientific tracking. Lots of luck if you'd like to try DXing Monarchs. Richard Langley got some frequency info from Google AI. Modus tracking of migratory animals might be on 166.38 MHz in the Western Hemisphere. Cellular tracking technologies produces life tags that are detected by the Modus network at 434 MHz. And there's Bluetooth. Project Monarch, the citizen science project, uses solar-powered tags that transmit in the 2.4 GHz band, the same frequency as Bluetooth, but with a unique ID that can be detected by any nearby smartphone with the Project Monarch app, creating a vast network of potential receivers for migratory butterflies. And then there are passive tags used with harmonic radar systems to reflect a higher frequency signal back to a receiver, such as from 5.96 GHz to 11.812 GHz. Joe Hanlon calls our attention to a new shortwave radio schedule database. What stations are on the air at the moment, in the air when you're seeking the broadcast, aimed at newbies and beginners, showing the name of the station, time, frequency, language, without all the jargon, found in other lists. You can seek a frequency or a certain station to help you get the broadcast details. It's at shortwave.live. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued October 20th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach G1 to G2 minor to moderate storm levels 28 to 30 October and 08, 9, and 15 November. ANK indices peaking at 35 and 6 October 29th, 25 and 5 the day before and after, 20 and 5 on November 8th, 18 and 5 on November 9th and 15th, 15 and 4 October 31st, 12 and 4 on November 7th. Quietest dates of only 5 and 2, October 26th and 27th, November 2nd to 5th, and 12th to 14th. Solar flux descending from 150 October 27th to 130 November 7th, and back up to 160 by November 12th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser here, hoping you'll hear me again next week, as I conclude World of Radio 2318 with a standard disclaimer.